Books on Tape presents Crossroads of Twilight by Robert Jordan. This book is read by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. And it shall come to pass, in the days when the dark hunt rides, when the right hand falters and the left hand strays, that mankind shall come to the crossroads of twilight, and all that is, all that was, and all that will be shall balance on the point of a sword, while the winds of the shadow grow. From the Prophecies of the Dragon, translation believed done by Jane Charin, known as Jane Farstrider, shortly before his disappearance. Prologue. Glimmers of the Pattern. Rodo Littoralda hated waiting, though he knew well it was the largest part of being a soldier. Waiting for the next battle, for the enemy to move, to make a mistake. He watched the winter forest and was as still as the trees. The sun stood halfway to its peak and gave no warmth. His breath misted white in front of his face, frosting his neatly trimmed mustache and the black fox fur lining his hood. He was glad that his helmet hung at his pommel. His breastplate held the cold and radiated it through his coat and all the layers of wool, silk, and linen beneath. Even Dart's saddle felt cold, as though the white gelding were made of frozen milk. The helmet would have addled his brain. Winter had come late to Arad Doman, very late, but with a vengeance. From summer heat that lingered unnaturally into fall, to winter's heart in less than a month. The leaves that had survived the long summer's drought had been frozen before they could change color, and now they glistened like strange ice-covered emeralds in the morning sun. The horses of the 20-odd armsmen around him occasionally stamped a hoof in the knee-deep snow. It had been a long ride this far, and they had farther to go, whether this day turned out good or ill. Dark clouds.